When is your shit?
Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I am your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I will do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. Before we get started, we have a word from the new Black Panther Party leader, King Shamir Shabazz. In fact, he wanted to say a few words to my audience, so here we go.
King Shamir Shabazz is the new Black Panther.
Ah, coño. Yep. Is this it?
I hate white people. All of them. Every last iota of a cracker, I hate it. You want freedom? You're going to have to kill some crackers. You're going to have to kill some of their babies.
Damn, that's hateful. Why did he want to say that? That's messed up. Wow. So, yeah. Damn. So, anyways, today we're going to be talking about 9/11 debunkers. More specifically, we're going to be talking about Troy from West Virginia. Some of you who may not have heard of him, Troy likes to call in and, you know, start crap with people. And he likes to call people's shows and really just try to mess them up. He was actually on this show back in 08. I'm gonna play the audio. In fact, I gotta get the fucking audio. I freaking lost it. If you guys wanna see it, it's on YouTube. It's like Troy from West Virginia gets pwned on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. He was asking for it. I mean, I'm not gonna, he's been calling people, trying to harass, like, oh, what about 9/11 truth? You know, even though 9/11 is an inside job, there's so much evidence out there to at least warrant a second look. I mean, we have a court system that runs on reasonable doubt. Reasonable doubt. If there's reasonable doubt, then you're innocent. That you're off. You're innocent. But it seems like we just jumped into this war on terror. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I wasn't always a truther. I was pissed off. I thought, hey, let's go kill us some ragheads. Let's go get us some sand niggers. I was one of those people. I'm like, let's get those evil bastards. Especially me being in New York City. You know, seeing the towers just hit. You know, and it really just angers me that there are people out there that will just even just deny the truth. Or just even attack people for questioning. And that's part of the reason why I'm so passionate about this. You attack people for questioning. And you ridicule people like it's a big fucking joke. I mean, you know what it's like to be a truther? Do you know what it's like to be a truther? Constant stress. Constant disappointment. Constant anger. Your brain, you're always in a negative state. It's hard to be positive about anything. Once you become a truther, you start learning stuff and learn how everything is a goddamn lie. You know, everything's a goddamn lie. So the pleasure of life is just sucked out. It's for me personally, it's hard for me to be joyful over anything anymore. Even about stuff that is pure, you know? Stuff that's pure, like a wedding. I can't be happy at a wedding. Because I'm thinking, well, the state, they had to ask permission from the state to form a corporation and just get together and be married and love each other. They needed a license to love each other. Legally love each other. And, I mean, and then constantly, oh, well, how long is this going to last? This is all an illusion. This state, this peace that we have here is all an illusion. If the New World Order just allowed the shit to just hit the fan, how la-de-da would everyone be? I see a child playing. I'm wondering, will that be the next, when that child grows up, will he be cannon fodder for some fucked up war, some made up law, made up war, or we're going after someone else for whatever interest because just to continue this war on terror? And don't think that, okay, and plus, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't think that America is the blame or Americans are the blame for everything. Like, let's say America was a constitutional republic, like 110%, where all of our politicians are honest and stayed true to the Constitution and everyone was free. Of course, I know for a fact that there will still be religious zealots out there. I still know that there will be probably stonings going on, you know, over archaic laws and shit. I know that there would be religious extremists. I even know that we would probably still be hated. And we would probably still be hated for a real, for the actual reason that they hate us, because we're free. Or they hate us because we're not Muslim. Alright, I know there would still be Muslims like that. Doesn't mean we go over and kill them. Hell, if there was no Israel, if there was no state of Israel, I still believe that there would be fucking trouble in the Middle East. Because you know what? Life is not perfect. The world is not perfect. We are a bunch of imperfect human beings that love violence. You don't believe me? What's the number one movie in America? And you know what? And I'm including myself. I went to go see that movie too, and I enjoyed it. Enjoyed it. And in fact, I caught myself questioning, wait a minute, that violence wasn't that bad. Why was it rated R? There was no cursing. There was no nudity. I mean, I caught myself saying that violence wasn't that bad. What the fuck is wrong with me? You know, but then there are people here that question it, question the status quo, and there are these asshats with their heads so far up their asses that they can't even see the question. That's the thing that bugs me. They can't even see the question. They can't see past their own bias to even understand how anyone could question their own government. And with the same breath say, well, we can't trust our government. Our government lies to us all the time. But they would never kill us? And then they take the time to call people, ridicule them, say that they're wasting their lives, trying to get up in their heads. And just try to destroy them. Destroy, I don't want to say psychically, because, you know. But mentally, there you go. But when I mean psychically, I mean, you know. You know what I mean. One in particular, this Troy from West Virginia, he's obviously, yes, he's from Hurricane West Virginia. He calls people to harass them. He's called Alex Jones a couple times. He's called Jason Burmese's show. He's called my show. He's called Christie's show. Hey, No Skill, Russ, how you doing? Russ, how you doing? You know, good luck on your case. I hope everything is well. Keith, how you doing, Keith? Nancy, how you doing? And Anon, how you doing? And, I mean, and like I've always said, the same way I attack We Are Change for their obvious corruption, I'm going to attack people, the very same people that we all agree are our enemies, and these are the debunkers. And don't get me wrong, not all debunkers are alike. Not all debunkers attack. In fact, a lot of debunkers are very helpful. They point out the information that is obviously false. In fact, there is, I do admit, I have a friend who's a debunker, and he's actually taught me a lot of things. He's actually taught me that some of the stuff is bullshit. And so, I mean, John Lucas, you know, big shout out to you, buddy. And I'm not saying that, you know, there shouldn't be any debate. Of course, with everything must be debated. But once you overstep the line and start, and it goes like, it doesn't go beyond debate. You're trying to actively destroy someone's activism and trying to shut them down. And not with facts. Anyways, let me play this quick clip. This is from 2008. This is when Troy came on the show. Yes, there's a lot of cursing because, you know, I knew who he was, and I was not going to try to reason with this terrorist. So here we go.
Oh, hold on, we got another call. 304, you're on the air.
Fuck you, Boehner.
Hey, Troy, how you doing? Troy, it's Troy from West Virginia. Thanks, dude, how you doing?
Just want to take this time out to make fun of a crazy motherfucker like you, was no problem.
This is, let me tell you about this fucking inbred asshole. He likes to call 9/11 truthers, and he all he does is prank call them. He never goes up into no one's face and actually has a discussion with them. He's a fucking coward. That's all he is, he's a fucking coward.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. How many times do you fuck your mama every night? You know how they get down to the south, right?
He's fucking his wife because his wife is too busy getting some big black cock. Yeah, that's dude. Can you stop selling your daughter's cunt for Juicy Juice boxes?
Wrong again.
She's how old is she? 6 years old. Her vagina can't take it.
You think he's gonna vote for McCain? Are you gonna vote for McCain?
Yeah, no, he's got.
I think he drives a Ford F-150.
Wrong again.
Oh, so you drive a Chevy? Was it Chevy Suburban? I don't know. One of them fucking. You know those.
No. His faggot ass drives a Toyota Prius.
So he's a sellout. He's an American sellout. He drives a Jap car.
Oh, can you tell me? Wait, Troy. Shut the fuck up. Tell your wife. Put your wife on the line because I want to speak to. I want to get laid tonight.
Delilah.
My wife's name is Delilah.
So what is it you fuckers get right? You get
asshole.
actually have to give Troy some props.
Anyways, yeah, I mean, it goes on for a couple more minutes. But, yeah, Troy from West Virginia, scumbag of the day. He just, again, he just goes around harassing people. And here's a little truth about him. He's been in the news. He's a little famous. Troy Sexton arrested for harassing phone calls. A Hurricane man arrested last year for his conduct at his son's midget football practice was arrested again Friday for making harassing phone calls a week away from his sentencing hearing. In fact, hold on. We got a call from Informed. What's up?
Hey, it's Rev.
Yeah,
hey,
what's
it's
up?
Rev.
Yes, Rev. How you doing?
Oh, not much. Just saw you were on. We were writing back and forth, so I figured I'd call in and say howdy.
Howdy. So have you ever had to deal with this Troy from West Virginia guy?
No, thank God.
I'll send him your phone number. He loves talking with you. Anyways, this article is from the Charleston Gazette. Troy Sexton, 36, was arrested and charged Friday in Putnam County Magistrate Court with making harassing phone calls to Natalie L. Wandling. According to the criminal complaint, Sexton called Wandling four times and read her letters written to the county probation office about an ongoing court case. The first time she hung up, the second time he hung up, the third time she began recording the conversation, the complaint states. It was unclear Friday what ongoing court case Sexton was allegedly calling Wandling about, or what relationship is between Sexton and Wandling. A county prosecutor could not be reached for comment late Friday. Sexton was released Friday on a $1,000 personal reconnaissance bond. He was arrested in August after holding one of his sons upside down by the ankle and pushing another to the ground at the boys' midget football practice at Winfield Elementary School. He pleaded no contest to two counts of domestic battery on December 4th in county magistrate court and was sentenced to 6 months in jail and given a suspended one-year sentence and 2 months of probation. Sexton appeared in Putnam Circuit Court on January to appeal the six-month jail sentence levied by Magistrate Kim M. Blair. I mean, this guy, he was arrested for beating his son. I mean, his kids here. In fact, here's the article right here from August 11, 2009, last year. Man arrested for holding son upside down by ankle. A Hurricane man, Hurricane West Virginia man, was arrested last week for holding his 6-year-old son upside down by his ankle during the boys' football practice. Troy P. Sexton, 36, was arrested at Winfield Elementary School on Thursday. Sexton allegedly pinched and twisted his son's hip, then grabbed him by the ankle and held him upside down and walked across the field, causing his son to bang his helmeted head on the ground, according to the criminal complaint filed in Putnam County Magistrate Court. When Sexton reached the fence bordering the ball field, he threw him across it hard to the ground. Patrolman Al Mick of the Winfield Police Department wrote in the complaint, a witness yelled, "You can't do that to a child," to which Sexton allegedly replied, "Mind your own fucking business," Mick wrote in the complaint. Sexton also allegedly threw his son, who is also 6 years old, to the ground, according to the complaint. Winfield Police and Putnam County Sheriff's deputies responded to a call about the incident. I mean, what kind of man does that? Rev.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say, man. I don't think I would have. If that's really what happened.
I mean, you got a daughter. I mean, would you do that? I mean, what the fuck would you do?
If I saw somebody doing that?
Yeah.
Well, I would have words with them. That's for sure.
I mean, that goes way beyond disciplining your child. I understand a whack to the bottom. You know, I understand that because that's every parents' right to discipline their child. I mean, I got my ass beat when growing up. I mean, I'm sure. Well, I don't know. You're a wild ass. So I don't know.
I'm a redneck. Yeah. No, Louie. I had my ass beat when I was a youngin. There's no question about that.
You got a daughter. I mean, you wouldn't do that. I mean, at least I hope you wouldn't.
No, what? No, anybody does. They have mental issues. What was he like? Mad that his kid lost the game or something?
I mean, hold on.
Because they
I mean,
have
this...
the. they have the pageant moms and but that's still those are just crazy people. There's crazy people everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, hold on, this is, this guy, I mean, he, goodness, this boy, and he's also obsessed with, Joe Bimel. I don't know if he's still with the Dodgers currently, but he was a pitcher. You know, he just has this love affair for this baseball player.
I don't like any sports. I think, when you watch the sports, you actually, contribute to the dumbing of society.
Yeah, hey Casey, how you doing? Casey's in the chat room. How you doing? Yeah, let me go back to this article here. I mean, I'm dedicating this whole show to exposing this fucking asshole, because he calls people and he just, you know, he harasses people, and now it's mainstream news. He abuses his family. This ain't me making up shit.
Who is this guy? Do you know the guy personally, or?
Oh, he's called the show. He's called the show, and tried to harass. I mean, I got his address. I got his phone number.
What did he say? Hold on. Wait. All right. So he's called the show before.
Yes, he has.
What has he said? What is he?
All right.
Let's
play this.
Oh, hold on. We got another call. 304, you're on the air.
Fuck you, Beaner.
Hey, Troy. How you doing? Troy, it's Troy from West Virginia. Thanks, dude. How you doing?
Just want to take this time out to make fun of a crazy motherfucker like you, but no problem.
This is, let me tell you about this fucking inbred asshole. He likes to call 9/11 truthers, and all he does is prank call them. He never goes up into no one's face and actually has a discussion with them. He's a fucking coward. That's all he is. He's a fucking coward.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. How many times do you fuck your mama every night?
He should have been fucking his wife, because his wife is too busy getting some big black cock. Yeah, that's dude. Can you stop selling your daughter's cunt for Juicy Juice boxes?
Wrong again.
Cooper's
wrong again.
Come on,
she's
6 years old. Her vagina can't take it.
You think he's in the boat?
Yeah, what happened?
Hey, Louie, I got to bounce off here in a minute. Is Chris Gio on?
No, not today.
Not today? Go ahead and give him a ride. I would like to talk to him one-on-one tonight on my show without Lenny being around. So that way I can really pick his brain, find out what really is going on.
Alrighty.
Spread the word over. If you want to call in, Lenny, you're always welcome. Later, guys. Have a good night.
Why do people always call me Lenny?
Did I call you Lenny?
Yeah, you just call me Lenny.
I am so sorry. Sorry. Louie. Later, Louie.
Yes. All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah. But, yeah, this guy... I mean, this guy is nuts. I mean, Troy from West Virginia, psychopath. And I just fucking closed the shit down like an ass. All right, let me see if I can restore. There we go, restoring tabs. So, yeah, I mean, back to this article. Winfield police and Putnam County Sheriff's deputies responded to the call about the incident. When they arrived, Sexton was standing with his four children and told police he didn't see why everyone was making such a big deal about it, according to the complaint. Police also see visible bruises on Sexton's son's leg, the complaint states. Sexton was charged with 2 counts of domestic battery on Thursday and was released on a $20,000 bond on Friday. And again, that was from last year, August 2009. Here's another article from the LADodgerTalk.com. I guess it's from Rogue Government, also Rogue Government, .com. I mean, this dude has made himself such a fucking curmudgeon that over the past several years, I have ran into, well, this is according, well, whoever wrote this, by Mark Timmons, or we have L.A. Dodger Talk. Ran into Troy at several Dodger games in spring training. I think I first photographed him before he became Troy from West Virginia. The first photo was taken at Cincinnati Reds L.A. Dodgers game in 2007. This was before he was acquired the Troy from West Virginia persona. I watched his videos on the internet, and then in 2008 in Cincy, I ran into him again, and we talked before the game. A Dodger film crew interviewed us about the Dodgers' chances, and midway through the interview, someone flipped a switch, and Troy went crazy in the interview. My son asked me if it was over, what is wrong with him. Later that night, he was arrested and escorted from the Great American Ballpark after an altercation. The end result was that he was banned for life from Cincinnati. Damn. He's nuts. I mean, and it's well documented that the boy is nuts. He's crazy. And the reason why I'm bringing this up, he's personally attacked friends of mine. Attacked, Glenn Z from We Are Change New Jersey, founder of We Are Change New Jersey. So, I mean, it's here it is. This is another article from the Chicago Tribune. Let us watch you watch him watch them. Wednesday, when Detroit Tiger pitcher Armando Garga was closing in on the perfect game, Troy Sexton, 36, of Hurricane West Virginia, gathered his children in front of the TV to watch history. He also turned on his video camera, not to record the final outs of the game, but to record the family watching the final outs of the game. An odd idea, but really just a modern take on answering the question, where were you, Again, this boy, he's just obsessed. Obsessed. In fact, let me see if there's any more here. Well, I mean, you can find his mugshot. Go to wvjails.info/booking ID = 2924198. That's wvjails.info/ booking ID equals 2924198, and you can see his mugshot. Ah, man. So here's another one. This is from the Charleston Daily Mail, another reporting. This is from August 12, 2009. Oh, man. Here's another one. A Putnam County man charged with abusing his son at a public ball field has been released on bond, but has been ordered to have no contact with his children until the case is resolved. Troy Palmer Sexton of Summit Ridge Road, Hurricane, West Virginia, is facing domestic battery charges after carrying his 6-year-old son across a field by one ankle and allowing the child's helmeted head to hit the ground more than once, according... You know what? And here's the thing. That boy could have snapped his neck. I mean, his head was protected, but all that jostling could have snapped his neck and killed him. By one ankle? I mean, I was thinking, okay, well, you know, it wasn't that bad. Because, you know, I played with a little kid like that. You know, you pick him up by both his ankles and you swing him around. Then you flip him over and you put him back on his feet. It's a good time. It's fun. He's giggling. You know? But, damn, one ankle, you bam, bam, bam on the floor. I mean, you know, that's also another thing. I'm not hitting him. I'm not dragging his head on the fucking ground. It's like, you know, it's all fun and games. But this freaking crazy asshat. Really? A Putnam County... battery charges after carrying his 6-year-old son across the field by one ankle and allowing his child's helmeted head to hit the ground more than once, according to a criminal complaint filed in Putnam Magistrate Court. Sexton, with his 4 children, including 6-year-old triplets, at the field behind Winfield Elementary on August 6, when a witness saw him being rough with his children during football practice. Winfield Patrolman Al Mick and Patrolman Robert Finn met Putnam Sheriff Deputy Chad Weaver at the field and found Sexton's vehicle blocked by vehicles of other parents. Sexton was described by... Good. You know, the other parents were like, yo, this is unacceptable. Unacceptable. I mean, again, there's something about... Okay, whack a kid across the ass. You know? Everyone's had it done. You know, I got my ass kicked before. Jesus. But this is fucked up. Oh, man. Okay. Sexton was described by officers standing 6 feet 3 inches tall, wearing about 275 pounds. Police said the man looked calm as they approached. A witness told Mick he saw Sexton leave his seat across the field and lift one of his sons above his head and slam him to the ground. Another witness told police the father had approached the coaching staff and told them his sons were disappointing to him. He was ashamed of their performance on the field and he was taking them home, the patrolman said. What? He was disappointed at their 6-year-old son's performance. Really, that seems more, say, on you than on your kids, Troy. That says more about you than about your kids. Maybe, you know what? You know what me and my dad used to do? He wanted me to become a better fielder. You know what he did? He taught me fielding. He made drills. He turned me into a very good shortstop. That says more about your dedication to your kids. And if your kids are not athletic, you know what? Maybe they'll be good at computers or something. You know, the world needs nerds. God, sometimes you're the nerd, sometimes you're the jock, sometimes you're both. Either way, it takes work. You know, oh goodness. It's like, what the fuck, man? You know, you drag your kid up against the thing here. Oh, man. What else we got here? I mean, back to the article, I guess, here. Another witness told the father, Sexton grabbed his other son from the bench, pinched and twisted his hip, lifted him up by the ground by his ankle. Mick told he was told by witnesses. Sexton walked off the field. He carried his son upside down by the ankle, causing the child's helmet to hit the ground more than once, the complaint said. He then threw the boy over a chain-link fence that surrounds the field and landed hard on the ground. It took everybody by surprise. Mick said of the spectators at the field that day. You know what? And they take away Christie's kids? And this motherfucker gets to keep his? You're kidding me, right? You're kidding me. He gets to keep his goddamn kids. You know, yeah, he throws his kids around. He fucking... This is disgusting. This guy, and he's been arrested for unrelated shit, but showing the same amount of psychosis. This is insanity. It took them a second to realize this was really happening. This is real. Mick said witnesses told him that after they realized what was going on, several parents rushed onto the field to confront the man. The criminal complaint said that an onlooker yelled, "You can't do that to a child." They said Sexton responded, mind your own fucking business. Police said the man tried to leave the field with his four children, but was prevented by onlookers who had moved their vehicles to block him and prevent him from leaving. When police arrived, Sexton was standing with triplets, the two boys and a girl, another daughter who appeared to be slightly older. Mick said bruising was visible on one boy's legs, and patrolmen said the children were still visibly upset, emotional, crying, obviously scared to death, Mick said. The officer said Sexton admitted to treating his two sons in such a manner, but said he did not see why everyone was making such a big deal about it. Because you're a psychopath! You're a psychopath. And you know why? Because normal people can't think like you. Normal people don't hit children like that. Normal people don't think to abuse a child. I've been wanting to punch a crap out of a kid, but I've never done it because it's unthinkable. But I'm just saying.
Oh, man.
Mick said he asked some of the mothers at the field to take the man's children away so they wouldn't see their father arrested and to ensure their safety. The mama bears took good care of them and got them something to eat and to drink, Mick said. I'm very proud of the way the community came together to take care of those kids. The man was arrested at the field without incident and charged on two counts of domestic battery misdemeanors. He was released on $20,000 bond Friday. The children are in the custody of their mother, who was at work when the incident occurred at their hurricane home. Mick said the father was ordered to have no contact with the children until the charges are resolved and he is living elsewhere. Again, that was back in 2009. I will work to see what happened. What's the resolution with this? But, yeah. He's a fucking psycho. He's a psycho. In fact, here's another yeah, Casey's like he'll probably get a fucking free lawyer. And these are debunkers. These are debunkers. I don't know whether he's a government agent or anything. I just know he's a psychopath. I mean, in my opinion, that's how a psycho acts. And are we okay with this? No, we're not okay with this. In fact, this is on 911blogger.com. Has Troy Sexton crossed the line yet? And this is from Dictator. Jesus. I rarely visit the Screw Loose Change blog for reasons I am sure would be obvious to most. However, after following up on a comment here, which linked to Screw Loose Change, I took a moment to skim the front page on October 23rd. Pat Curley posted a link to a video by the notorious Troy Sexton, a.k.a. Alex Jones, wrong again, of Hurricane West Virginia. Troy had posted a video on October 26th on his trip to the big city of Cincinnati, Ohio, for Richard Gage's recent presentation there. I assume that Troy notified Curley soon after posting his video, since Curley's post was made the very same day. Curley thought highly enough of Troy's pitiful juvenile antics to consider it good entertainment value worthy of the blog post at Screw Loose Change. Curious, I looked at Troy's YouTube Ewasser page to see if he had left any more droppings recently. On October 31st, Troy posted a video of a recorded telephone conversation he made to a woman in California, an architect who had signed the Architects and Engineers petition. Though he gave his own home number that when asked, Troy falsely identified himself as a representative of AE 911 Truth and who was calling to verify her signing the online petition. He then proceeded to grill her for evidence that she might possess, proving that 911 was an inside jobby job. Unhappy with her polite, albeit suspicious, responses to his inane questioning, Troy begins to insult her repeatedly using despicable language, calling her horribly vulgar names. At no time during the conversation does Troy give notice that the call is being recorded, and at no time does she drop it to his level. another non-consensual recording was posted November 1st. Trey may have chosen this person believing that he would be calling another woman instead. Troy gets another California architect, a male this time, who claims he had to have designed 40-story buildings and who is a former firefighter despite continuously stuffing his potty mouth with Cheetos during the entire call. Troy still gets out plenty of expletives. Like Troy's previous target, this one never loses his cool and remains polite throughout Troy's Cheeto-spewing verbal assault. A lot of salt and fat with no nutritious value, Troy is what he eats. California and West Virginia state laws differ regarding consent to recording of telephone calls. California requires all-party consent, while West Virginia only requires one-party consent and is somewhat murky as to which state law may take precedence in the situation. To get an idea of how this can be, take a look at the California Supreme Court ruling. However, Troy's misrepresenting himself to place obscene calls may be another story altogether. That is something for potential litigants in their respective states to sort out, though. My hope is that Troy has made himself subject to criminal and or civil actions and will be forced to pay dearly. I am very angry with Troy Sexton. Until now, I thought him just a harmless idiot who faded away into the hills of West Virginia. I am sorry that for these people who have been subjected to Troy's disgusting behavior. Though I hope it doesn't happen again, it is likely that Troy is a sociopath who will soon feel an irresistible urge to strike again. Hopefully, a significant number of people who have signed the AE 9/11 Truth online petition will see Troy's videos and will be forewarned and be prepared to be his next target. Just hang up on the loser. So yeah, and here's some of the comments here. The Screwloose Exchange endorses Troy Sexton's work which includes harassing 9/11 first responder John Field, which includes telling 9/11 family member Bob McLevain to pull a bullet in his head, which includes endorsing death threats against people like the person that wrote this, which includes using 9/11truth.org grassroots list to make crank phone calls, work which includes scaring truthers' families, and so on. It's also a good point to point out that the only things they've successfully debunked over the years are some of the more questionable arguments put forward by people. Missiles at the Pentagon, voice morphing, space beams, Pentagon flyover, etc., etc., etc. Here's another comment. The debunkers, major emphasis on this square quote, already make themselves look bad when they're straw men and mean spirits. And, of course, DRG really exposed the debunkers for frauds. They are debunking 9/11 debunking 9/11 debunking. In this person says, I'm part of Cincy 9/11 Truth and met Troy in the flesh. There were a couple security cops there, and we alerted them to Troy's past antics, including harassing Bob McAvain at wee hours. Troy actually remained on relatively good behavior during the lecture, probably because he didn't want to get kicked out and wanted to get as much of the event on his video recorded as possible. Most of his provocateurism was outside and in the lobby before the lecture. But could Troy, you know what? This is, you know, let me not say it because this is not about me today. It's about this douche and how he goes around harassing people. I mean, Bob McLevain? Jesus. I mean, I was there. I mean, I spoke to Bob McLevain. You know, I spoke to Bob McLevain about this back in 2008 at the Now or Never events. And, you know, I showed him the video of me attacking him. I spoke to Richard Gage because he liked to attack Richard Gage. And I showed him the video of me, you know, pwning his ass. I mean, I'm actually glad I was able to give him that little bit of joy and payback for them. But, Yeah, I mean, let me read some more of these comments here. You know, I mean, but I mean, I'm not, and again, this is me saying, I don't truly believe all debunkers are paid government shills. I do believe they are necessary to the 9/11 truth movement. They keep us evolving. They keep us honest. And this is why I say they keep us honest. Because let's say there's bad information over there. Let's say there's wrong information. They debunk it. Oh, okay, well, it's true that it's wrong information. All right, so here's the next information. We move, we evolve, we grow. And, I mean, seeing all debunkers as evil is just stupid. I view them as a catalyst for growth. I think we should listen and understand. I mean, but if they're going to start cursing and, I mean, but the ones that say, oh, you're a bunch of crazy kooks, you're truthers, you're this, you're, you know. Okay, those are obvious to idiots. But the ones that try to stand and debate and actually come with facts and stuff like that, I mean, at this point, if you can't properly defend yourself in a civil debate, then you have no business being a truther. I'm sorry, you need to be up on your shit. You can't just be regurgitating shit you heard from Loose Change and Alex Jones. I'm sorry, you can't even get over on that, because these new breed of debunkers know your arguments too. You need to go way beyond. You need to start, I mean, you really need to start to study. You really need to start thinking of some more talking points, learn how to debate. I mean, in fact, I was just actually talking to Glenn Z of Weird Change New Jersey today, and the one thing that they can't, the bunkers can't, I forgot what he said. In fact, shit, let me take a quick break. This is the Crowd Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. We'll be right back after these messages. Oops. And bye-bye.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Rise of the Phobos, portrait of the new American insurgent. Rattle and shake the foundations of the world order. Assembly line, consent, resist, refuse, inform, create. Direct love once to the trenches. Suit up.
I hate white people. All of them. Every last iota of a cracker, I hate it. You want freedom? You're going to have to kill some crackers. You're going to have to kill some of their babies.
Get the hell out of here, Shabazz. Jesus. What a hateful fuck that guy is. Now that's a hateful fuck. Oh my God, that's hateful. So hateful. Oh my God. Alrighty. Anyways, welcome back to the Crowd Shot Radio Show. Talking about Troy Sexton. Got 10 minutes left to the show. If you guys want to call in, feel free and call in.
Call the Crowd Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
Yep, that's right. Don't hate participates. I can't hate the crackers. Sometimes I hate crackers. Not all the time. Anyways, you know, again, talking about Troy from West Virginia, the constant douchebag of the Caribbean. Well, not the Caribbean, but the douchebag of West Virginia. So yeah, here it is. This is another one. This is another blog here back in 2008, further proving his insanity. Again, this is taped to Joe Barnwell's locker after a game was a copy of a police report detailing the actions of the reliever's biggest fan who got himself into trouble at the Great American Ballpark. Trey Sexton, a West Virginia man who has gained cult prominence for his numerous Barnwell tribute videos on YouTube, was arrested before the start of the eighth inning and charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest, actions that result in a game being delayed. Sexton engaged in a physical altercation and refused to stop fighting when asked, according to the report. His arrest came after Barnwell recorded two ground outs to help the Dodgers escape a seventh inning jam. Barnwell, who has met Sexton and even appeared in a YouTube video responding to the man, but asked if he might have the money to post bond, the left-hander smiled and said, "I have it. He's not getting it." Yep, your own boy left you out to dry. He's like, kick rocks. Oh, man. That's hilarious. Anyways, this again, some more comments on 9/11 Blogger. They descended on the blog and tried to convince, Troy will invest tremendous amounts of time reading these types of message boards, that he goes out his way through all kinds of effort to cause antagonism, suppression, and invalidation. A maggot has more of a spiritual nature for mankind than this fellow. It takes a pretty weak, degenerate soul to deliberately try to cause so much disruption against those who are trying to better conditions for mankind. Damn Skippy. This is, again, this is another one. Reason for Mr. Sexton's allergy. He won't bother with those he fails to get a rise from. I tried badly to reason with Mr. Sexton about why it was going to harass, about why he was going to harass Bob McDevane and others. Jeremy from L.A. calls Troy from West Virginia. But I clearly failed in breaking through the bunk bubble. But he seems to be allergic to the reason sort of like being a vampire to sunlight. If someone wants to bring a suit against them, I would be in support. But I honestly don't think it's worth the time. But we have the high treasonous to deal with. Ain't no times for bottom feeders. Seriously, I kind of disagree with that because you always got to watch your back. And it's always the fucking punk, weak motherfuckers that you ignore that rise up and stab you in the back. They're the ones that fucking come at you. And that's who these fucking treasonous motherfuckers use to come at you. They use these weak, coward assholes that, you know, they're not worth your time, and those are the ones that attack you. In my personal experience, I've seen this. You know. Anyways, I'm going to end the show. I'm going to play the whole thing, the whole comment when he called in, and that's how we're going to end the show. But, yeah, so take a listen. This is kind of funny, so.
Oh, hold on. We got another call. 304, you're on the air.
Fuck you, Boehner.
Hey, Troy. How you doing? Troy, it's Troy from West Virginia. Thanks, dude. How you doing?
Just want to take this time out to make fun of a crazy motherfucker like you is no problem.
This is, let me tell you about this fucking inbred asshole. He likes to call 9/11 truthers, and he all he does is prank call them. He never goes up into no one's face and actually has a session with them. He's a fucking coward. That's all he is. He's a fucking coward.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. How many times do you fuck your mama every night? You know how they get down.
He's just fucking his wife because his wife is too busy getting some big black cock. Yeah, that's dude. Can you stop selling your daughter's cunt for Juicy Juice boxes?
Wrong again.
She's how old is she? 6 years old. Her vagina can't take it.
You think he's gonna vote for McCain? Are you gonna vote for McCain?
Yeah, no, he's got.
I think he drives a Ford F-150.
Wrong again.
Oh, so you drive a Chevy? Was it Chevy Suburban? I don't know. One of them fucking. You know those.
No. His faggot ass drives a Toyota Prius.
So he's a sellout. He's an American sellout. He drives a Jap car.
Oh, can you say? Wait, Troy. Shut the fuck up. Tell your wife. Put your wife on the line because I want to speak to. I want to get laid tonight.
Delilah.
Right now, I'm sorry.
My wife's name is Delilah.
So what is it you fuckers get right? You get
anything? Asshole.
Actually, you have to give Troy some props. He actually had the balls to call in my show. The No Planners didn't want to call in my show, but he's friends with the No Planners. So, I bet you agree that No Planes hit the buildings.
I'm not crazy like you, you stupid Boehner.
You got me. I'm a Boehner. Oh, I happen to be Puerto Rican. Oh, that makes me a Boehner.
No, but wait. He is right. Because Beaners encompasses all Hispanics, because all Hispanics like beans.
Troy.
Are you totally oblivious to how insane you stupid fuckers are? Seriously.
He said
are you totally insane that mutton chops went out back in the 80s?
My sideburns are irrelevant.
They're mutton chops. You look like a retarded Wolverine.
I don't care what my mutton chops look like, you stupid fucker.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you only limited to saying Beaner? He's limited to saying only Beaner and fuckers and fucks. Is that all you know? No, but seriously, what's
like
even the fucking capital?
Why don't you vote stuff Joe Bimmel's cock? Dude, you have a man crush on a fucking baseball player. Fuck, you remind me of the Beatle.
Bimmel, not Bimmel, it's Bimmel.
Whatever that fucker's name is, he wasn't even gonna post up bail when you got your ass got arrested.
How many blacks do you hang every week over there?
We hang zero niggers every week, here in the state of West Virginia.
That's right. Don't hold back. I hate when Southern people hold back because they're the most full of shit people in this country. They're always like, yeah, we lack all
time. It's like you to think 9/11 was an inside job with no evidence, you stupid motherfucker.
Oh, and thanks for actually thanks for calling in the cafe that day. It was fun talking to you.
Was an inside job. No, I love
it. Yeah, it was. Oh, well.
What happened? So did Luke Rutkowski get his car broke into? Oh, my.
Yeah, how did you find out about that?
How did I find out about it? I've got sources there in New York that perpetrated it.
Oh, really? You do?
Yes.
Huh. So you actually planned it out and got people to carry it out?
I got my sources, big boy.
Oh, you got your sources?
It was honkies like me.
Honkies.
Tell your stupid motherfucking buddies not to leave their equipment right there where we can see it because you know what happens.
Wait. Are you admitting to theft?
No. I'm here in West Virginia. How can I admit to theft?
Oh, so you have knowledge, though. You have knowledge when you shouldn't have knowledge. But, well.
Maybe I don't have knowledge. Maybe it was all a setup. Maybe I distracted you all while I called you, you know? Maybe that's the case.
Then you're aiding and abetting, right?
Aiding and abetting. That is a crime.
Actually, when it comes to Troy, it's aiding and masturbating.
Oh. Not too bright over there in West Virginia. See, in the Bronx and in Brooklyn.
Too
you know?
Bright? Who's the stupid fuckers who left their cameras out there where it could be stolen, you stupid fucks?
Let me tell you something. In the Bronx and in Brooklyn, we don't...
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
That's right. We don't snitch on our own. No. Nope. You just ratted on your own, you idiot.
No, I didn't, you stupid fucking beaner.
Yeah, that's why you'll... Let me tell you something. You'll never be there. Give me a lesson.
Listen, you wish you had my wealth, you stupid fucking beaner.
Hey, I could be rich, too, if I was a fucking enemy to the country.
Or if you inherited riches from slavery.
Yeah.
From slavery?
Or if you sold tobacco, which ruins
everything. What's this stupid fucker you have on the air with you, you fucking beaner?
Let me ask you a question. Do you own a tobacco plantation that kills thousands of Americans every year?
No, I don't.
Because that's what the South does. That's what you guys do. You perpetuate tobacco, which kills people. And you make a profit.
Really? Is that right, Beaner?
And you make a profit on it. Oh, how does that feel to be responsible?
Louie, guess what? You fucked up when you fucked with me, big boy.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Let me ask you a question. Do you feel guilty when people die of cancer from smoking from the plants that you plant? Do you feel guilty? I would. Do you feel guilty for all the blacks you killed?
Are you threatening me, fuckface? Are you threatening me?
Fuck you.
Oh, nice comeback, Troy. Dude, I'm smart. I'd like to call in radio shows and call people crazy because I got nothing.
Listen, you're the stupid fucker that thinks the towers were brought down by explosives.
You know what? I bet you we can guess his last name. I know what his last name is. Johnson. Troy Johnson.
Wrong again, you stupid fuck.
What is it? Troy Jones? Troy Williams?
You all have the same. Williams. Keep guessing, you stupid fuck.
And it's probably like Troy. It's probably this. Troy Gunner. Jones the Third, you know, that type of bullshit. Because these motherfuckers keep repeating the same names.
All again, you stupid fuck.
So what is your name, tough guy?
My name's Troy Sexton.
Huh?
Sexton, S-E-X.
Sexton?
Giggle, you stupid fuck. T-O-N.
There's seven dicks in my ass, and there's always room for eight.
For real, Troy? Damn. How about your daughter? How many dicks can you fit in your daughter?
Hey, listen, you fucking beaner. Don't reproduce. I can support my kid, you beaners. Hey, don't reproduce, you welfare beaners. We don't want your fucking pieces of shit, kids. Fucking don't reproduce, you fucking beaners.
Hold on, I actually got a skit for him. I heard you're in a new movie.
In a world where the machines rule and the survival of mankind is on the verge of being destroyed. And yet, in the distant future, we still have to worry about fucking equal opportunities. Now our only hope for survival lies in someone who's special. Alright, Ed, this is what I need you to do. I need you to go back and protect John Connors.
Okay, I'm gonna save him. I'm going back to the future. I hope I don't come out naked. Slurm, give him to me. Yeah, I got balls. Look at my balls. I got big balls.
Terminator 4, Rise of the Retards.
Your services are no longer needed. Bang, bang.
Rated R for extreme acts of retardation.
Starring Troy with his inbred daughter.
Hey, do you beaners want me to call you back, or can you wait 2 minutes while I go take a piss?
Okay, have fun.
No problem, Louie.
He probably has a real hard time peeing.
Keep spreading that toofy-toof, you insane motherfucker.
I'll be back in 2 minutes, you insane.
All right. Hang the phone up, you prick. Go take a piss. Jesus. Talk him on that shit, and, you know, he's going to piss his pants. Then he's going to blame truthers.
Yep. That was fun. Like to thank everyone for listening. Come back. Actually, tomorrow I got a date, so not going to be... Wish me luck. I'm not going to be able to do the show tomorrow, because I'm going to be, hopefully... With hanging out, trying to get this chick to fall in love with my ass. So, yeah, I'd like to thank Keith, Troy Sexton for being a complete ass. No Skill, Jeremiah from Informed Radio, Kais, the Casist, Nancy, Bobo, Bobo. Did I mention Queef? Queef. Everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio Show, saying fuck the New World Order. And if you don't want to look into what we say, you don't want to do anything about it, you just want to call people and harass them and be complete dicks because you're too much of a fucking crazy asshole to fix your own goddamn problems in your head, then there's nothing I can do for you but say fuck you too.